Halloween safety tips, the latest scams con artists are using on the streets of New York, and street closure information. Hello, and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. We begin with street closure information for the Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. The parade will be held on Halloween night, Monday, October 31st. The parade will close 6th Avenue from Spring Street to 22nd Street, starting at 7:15 p.m. The formation area is on Sullivan Street, between Broome Street and Spring Street. Now, NYPD Community Affairs presents you with Halloween safety tips.
I am Inspector Stephen Bonanno, Commanding Officer of the Deputy Commissioner of Community Affairs. Today, I would like to share with you some tips to ensure that you have a happy and safe Halloween. You will find these tips especially helpful if you are a parent or an adult escorting young children trick-or-treating. First, if you are going out at night, make sure children are wearing bright colored clothing. It may also help to carry along a flashlight. Remember, there is safety in numbers. Go trick-or-treating with friends. Remember the buddy system. Make sure children have at least one buddy with them the entire evening. Young people should stay out of buildings, homes, and elevators when unescorted. When you are trick-or-treating, try to remain in your own neighborhood. Remind young people to be alert. Halloween is a fun time, but you must be vigilant. Young people should, as always, stay away from strangers. A stranger may try to lure a child by offering him or her candy. Walk on the sidewalks and stay off the street. Look for well-lit streets to walk on. Help youngsters across streets and busy intersections. Remember to always cross at the corner and wait for the traffic signal. Children should carry spare change in case of an emergency. Also, make sure children know their phone numbers or a number to call in case of an emergency. Inspect all candy and treats collected before allowing a child to eat it. Discard all candies that are not factory sealed or wrapped by the candy manufacturer. Never eat homemade or unwrapped treats. If children are wearing a mask, please make sure that it does not obstruct their vision. If it does, make sure they take it off before crossing the street. Remember, stay alert. Talk to your children about these tips and have a safe and happy Halloween. If you would like additional information, you may contact the NYPD by calling 311 or speak to your local community affairs officer. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner of Community Affairs will also disseminate a list of these tips through our fax and email notification system. If you would like to subscribe to this free system, please contact us at 646-610-5323. That's 646-610-5323. Thank you.
Now the podcast interview. Scams you might see a con artist use on the streets of New York. Here is the NYPD's Jason Post.
Captain, what's your name and what is your title?
My name is Captain Jagdish Wajaskaran. I'm presently the commanding officer of the Patrol Bureau of Manhattan South Special Operations Unit. One of my subunits is the Grand Larceny Task Force. I've been with the police department now for 12 years, close to almost 10 years I've spent dealing with grand larcenies, primarily in the borough of Manhattan South.
And what are some of the things that you see the Grand Larceny Task Force sees as far as scams or things that listeners should be aware of?
One of the most common street scams that a New Yorker may encounter in the borough of Manhattan, particularly tourists that visit our city, we see the three-card Monte games. The victim is lured into participating in a game to pick either the king or the card of whatever kind. We also see there's a different variation of it. We have to pick a sponge under a bottle cap. And it's a scam. They're lured into believing that the crowd that's surrounding this man or woman that's shuffling the bottle caps or the cards, that this crowd surrounding them are spectators just like themselves, just like the victim. Unfortunately, this crowd that's surrounding this man, they're all part of the game, and they're all perpetrators. And the victim is lured into a sense that they can actually achieve some winnings by placing a bet because everyone else around them is winning. Unfortunately, since everyone else isn't on the game, the only person who ends up losing is the spectator that's watching mm-hmm. the game.
What are other any confidence scams or diversionary scams?
When it comes to diversionary, what's common in the borough is the unattended property thefts, And they primarily occur in eateries, and our victims are primarily women. And what that entails is normally you have a female sitting down eating in an eatery, a deli, a restaurant, a coffee shop, and she may place her bag over the back of her chair or on the floor next to her. And, you know, New York is much safer than it was 10 years ago, so everyone has this sense of security, which they should, but leaving your property down on the ground or behind your chair is not something we advise. The perpetrator, seeing this as an opportunity to easily take the property by either walking in and just removing it or walking in and creating a distraction or a diversion by engaging the victim in perhaps a conversation or causing an argument or causing a scene where another perpetrator comes in and removes the property and exits the establishment. Now, they are interested in taking your money. Their real interest is the credit cards and your credentials in your bag. If you have $200 in your wallet, they have $200 in their hands now. But the thing that they're really interested in is the credit cards. They can go out and in 10 to 15 minutes max out your credit card. Now, they also may have your credentials that are in your bag. And go about and steal your identity and run up a tab on your identity that you won't know about for some time after that, which becomes very difficult to clear your credit after that.
That's very interesting as a form of identity theft. What do you do to combat this trend?
One of the things we do, we do a crime analysis on a weekly basis, determining where, what locations we see are frequented by the perpetrators. When I say frequented, where the crime's occurring the most, we then deploy our resources there. All our police officers are in plain clothes, and we dress to fit the environment that we're working in. We'll come out there in suits. We'll come out there dressed up as tourists. We will enter the establishments. We'll conduct surveillance. The other thing we also do is we also put out, it's called lucky bag operations. So if we find that there's an establishment that's been frequently hit by perpetrators, we may put out one of our officers out there to pose as a patron of the restaurant and have them sit down and have something to eat and put down a decoy bag and see whether or not the location may get visited by a perpetrator again, see if the perpetrator will steal our officer's bag. The other thing we also do is we also, if we have known perpetrators, we usually conduct surveillance of these known perpetrators to see whether or not they'll engage in any criminal activity during the day.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Finally, a word on joining New York's finest. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.